What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. Because World War III is a really bad idea. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
Welcome back to our show here, hour number two. The phone lines are open, 512-248-8252. And we're going to go to Bruce in Texas. Hello, Bruce. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, Mike. On this Abby Grossberg woman, have you looked any further into it, aside from maybe a headline here and there?
No, I haven't. Can you give me the details?
Yeah, I mean, I've been doing a little bit of research this morning, if I could, you know. And she just seems to be a loose cannon. Maybe she didn't share her politics. Maybe she was put in there as a diversity hire or kind of wormed her way in there. Who knows? But all this month, she's been filing huge lawsuits against Fox News, claiming that they were trying to coerce her into giving false testimony concerning Dominion. So she has a lawsuit over that, saying that trying to force her to lie, in other words. She also claims that in Tucker's section there, that she was subjected to anti-Semitic comments and sexism. And she makes all these claims that, like for instance, that she says this is offending, that they had Christmas decorations there in the office and she would unplug them and the producer would plug them back in and call her Scrooge. You know, and so that's, I guess that's supposed to be anti-Semitic in some way. I don't know. It just seems fishy.
Yeah, that's a bit of a reach there. Well, you know, they may have ginned up that lawsuit just to have a sanitized reason to let Tucker Carlson go rather than admit it was linked to the Dominion lawsuit or to his annoying the lords of pharmacology. Or any of some other areas that he went into, you know, like the election fraud issue.
Yeah, I'm sure people are going to be digging into her past social media and her LinkedIn and what have you. And
no question.
I'm just keeping the door open on that. I don't think that she's the number one reason. No, when something this big happens, a lot of times the confluence of agendas taking place to remove someone like Tucker, your number one draw on TV, and to hurt the Fox News brand like that.
Yeah.
Anyhow, and before I go, I mean, you can connect dots between the 2020 election and ACLU down there in Georgia, who was involved in the election, and then up in Pennsylvania, in Philadelphia, the guy who ran the election up there, you can look him up. I'm not going to name him. You can look at Big Pharma and the COVID shot and pharmaceutical companies and the Biden White House, especially his Assistant Secretary of State, Victoria Nuland, and the war in the Ukraine. All these dots seem to connect. And it's just so funny to me that here's this Abby Grossberg woman who comes in for a few months and then blows the whole thing up. I mean, it's just causes me to want to look further. That's all I got.
Okay. Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, it would be worth a peek there. Anyway, thank you very much for the phone call. We have open lines, 512-248-8252. We're going to go to Richard in New York. Hello, Richard. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Yeah, so the Carlson lady, the Gretchen Carlson, I think it was, that was on CNN the other day on Harrison Cooper.
Mm-hmm.
I would like to know what's happened to her. Also, the Poppy Harlow, I'm worried for her. And then also, when it comes to this lady that was on MSNBC on the Amen show, I believe, it was like 9 o'clock or something, pink shirt she had on Sunday, I think it was. There seemed to be something that happened there. So I don't know. So I'm worried about these ladies and other people.
Well, it does seem like there's some kind of a media purge taking place right now. And you know, if you're concerned about these individual ladies, you know, I would recommend a web search.
I said that MSNBC was going to have a nice switch up. So, like, probably a quarter of their people are going to be switched up, roughly, if not half. CNN was going to be pretty much hit and replaced. And Fox News is going to burn. News Nation is going to rise up in the place of Fox News. Carlson's got taken out of Fox News. They're going to die. They're going to go down real quick. And if News Nation up, if News Nation takes up fast enough with Chris Cuomo and Leland Vitter and Dan Abrams and the Banfield lady, that they'll be able to, the faster they go up, they'll be able to take down Fox. You know what I mean?
Yep. Well, if I mean, go, right now, Fox, Newsmax Fox, is now bigger than Fox.
Fox News should be done by 2025.
Yep.
And the Supreme Court should be coming this summer, soon, in a month or two. They should be coming up, right?
Yeah, I think so, yes.
Yeah, exactly. So, exactly. That's why you're scared. I know. It's okay. I got it. Don't worry. Everything's already under control. Not really. Chaos hasn't ensued yet. Do you think chaos has ensued yet?
We've been in chaos for years now, and it's only getting worse. You know?
Do you think you know justice? You think you know justice? How long has humanity been around? Haven't we always had the whole justice thing throughout our timeline, right?
No, I would say when humans first evolved, you know, it was a case of the strong take and the weak surrender. The idea of justice didn't come around until there was the beginnings of an organized civilization that had to impose some rules of behavior. And that probably lined up with the beginning of the agrarian phase.
Wasn't the Egyptians all about divine right?
I'm sorry, divine right? Oh, well, whatever fiction gets you into power.
Fiction. Okay. Anyways, so yeah, those three ladies, look into them, please. I'm not talking to you. Talk to you later.
Okay, Richard, thank you for the interesting phone call here. We have open lines, 512-248-8252. We're going to go to Tom in Florida. Gee, Tom, I wonder what you want to talk about today.
Well, yeah, Mike, you know, I wonder myself, actually, at times. I don't know what I wonder anymore. I wonder, first off, you got this bumbling buffoon who's polling very bad in Arizona. He's going to get blown away in Florida when he runs against Trump here. But we got to see how Trump's going to spend his money in these other states he lost last time. They don't let them rig the vote. Like you said, they steal these elections. Trump's going to have to make sure with his team that there's no more stealing the elections. That's number one on the plate. But here, Mike, I want to talk about three things. Well, actually, three important things. And I want to talk about the senator from Tennessee when he was on Fox News, Hagerty. But I want to go to Tucker Carlson.
Yeah.
Tucker Carlson, Tom, is going to go to Newsmax. More than likely, he'll be on Newsmax. He'll be one of the number one draws on that show. And, Greta Susskind was on there. You don't hear her too much on there, but she's, I think, still on Newsmax. You got to remember, Mike, who's running Murdoch, and he's being bought off by these Rothschilds and all that. He's got to take orders from what he's allowed to put out on Fox. Tucker Carlson was hitting a big audience when he was telling a lot of truths about how white America is getting treated. That's why they took him off. It wasn't about dominion. It was about how white America was actually looking at this guy and waking up and saying, whoa, this guy's really hitting some notes. So that's what I feel about that. Now, Mike, let's talk about the white guy. Oh yeah, by the way, Mike, the white guy I'm talking about, his name is White, Jamie White. You heard about Jamie White, Mike? And we'll go to immigration in a minute. You hear about Jamie White, Mike?
Okay, doesn't really ring a bell, sorry to say.
Okay, Jamie White is the white father of the little girl whose basketball rolled in the black man's yard. And he
yes, now I know.
Okay, you know, Jamie White got shot. He's lucky to be alive to raise his little girls. And he has a couple kids. And because of a basketball rolling in this Afro-American's yard, he shot the father. I guess he tried to shoot the little girl. I don't know how that went down. And I'm wondering here, Mike, if that would have been reversed, it would have been a white man shooting a black little girl and a black man, there would be race rioting in that state right now, probably. More than likely, North Carolina would be in flames. What is this double-edged sword going to come to? What is this going to stop, Mike, with this media lies, the filth, and the double standard they have toward white America? It's going to have to come to an end, or it's going to be a very bad situation. Very bad, Mike.
Okay.
And I believe the linchpin has been pulled out of the grenade. And look what immigration, Mike. You have a black mayor in New York screaming how bad the federal government's treating the city of New York because all these illegals that are costing them millions of dollars a day to house all these illegals. Now, Mike, I've been thinking, what are all these illegal aliens going to do? What kind of work are they going to do? Are they going to go out and sell roses on the corner of your car? Are they going to cut grass? What are they going to do? They're going to grow produce.
I have no idea. We don't have enough jobs for the American citizens, let alone the illegal immigrants.
There you go. So we're looking at all-out utter disaster. But now I'm going to go to the Senator, Mr. Hagerty. Mr. Hagerty is on Fox News on, from Tennessee, and he's saying right now that bumbling Biden, by the time his 2 years are up, he's going to have allowed 10 million illegals into the state, into the United States of America, mainly going into New York, Chicago, Atlanta, you know, some southern cities, even Shreveport, Louisiana. I mean, Mike, and of course, Nashville. When is this going to come to an end? And when is white America actually going to grow some balls and say enough is enough and go out there and protest and go to the borders, whatever we have to do, militia groups or whatever, to stop this incursion of our country? We're losing our Constitution. We're losing our Bill of Rights. We have no white America has no white America is basically lost. We have no moral compass to follow anymore, man. We're all in fighting with each other, like Marco said from Alabama, the great caller. We're fighting amongst each other, and we got to have stopped that. We have got to unite, defend our Constitution at all costs and our Bill of Rights, and take back our country. And the majority has got to take the rule, not the minority. We cannot allow the asphalt to tell the gasoline what to do anymore. That's what's happening, Mike.
Yeah.
We've got to come to a screeching halt, and we got these Zog agents running all over our country, lying, conniving, cheating and stealing. And, Mike, eventually the problem right here, though, the tail's wagging the dog, man. And if we don't stop it, Mike, I don't see a good outcome for us. I really don't, because, you know, the racial situation now under Biden is 100 times worse than it was under Donald Trump. Joe Biden is 100 times worse than Jimmy Carter. Donald Trump yesterday said that Joe Biden is worse than the worst five presidents that ever sat in the presidency of the United States, which I agree.
Yes.
We're looking at utter disaster with this imbecile. I call him the Cheshire Cat. If you ever see his grin, he looks like the Cheshire Cat. Look at his grin. He does that little, like,
oh,
Cheshire
yeah.
Cat.
It's very forced and faked. I have a picture of Biden where he's smiling, but the smile basically stops at his nose, and the eyes above that, it's creepy.
It's disgusting. It's really disgusting. And, Mike, we agree 100% that the elections are being stolen. But I honestly tell you, Mike, the way they are doing it, the way they're allowed to steal these elections is they try to use the majority of white Anglo women, and I know you don't like hearing it, they use them as the moral of how they're so brainwashed and they're so liberal. I don't buy that. I think a lot of white women are woke up, they're waking up to what is happening to this country, and I know they're not happy. Now, I know we got a guy like, we got a Kennedy running against bumbling Biden, buffoonery. I don't know how this guy's politic really is, but I think he would even be better than Biden, Mike, at this point. I think if Kennedy runs, I got to say to myself, I hope he beats Biden for the nomination. But, and maybe he'll do damage to that imbecile, because, right, well, then, I think he's already done enough damage to himself, that idiot. But, Mike, I
well,
tell
you know, the Democratic Party machine is already trying to rig this for Joe Biden. They're not going to have any primary debates. And so, you know, and even Biden's announcement that he's running for re-election, that was done by video. I mean, that's how scared they are of him being out there, you know, with people who are going to ask questions.
Exactly. It was on a video. I couldn't believe it, Mike. The guy wouldn't even actually go on the White House and the lawn and really make all the channels breaking in, ABC, NBC, CBS, that Biden's making a big announcement. I mean, Mike, this is all a conspiracy. It's a Zionist. What do you call him? I don't know what to call him, Mike. But the guy will be 86 years old, and you want this guy on a nuclear briefcase at 86 years old, Mike? Go against Russia or China and Vladimir Putin, a KGB agent? Are you kidding me? The guy's almost going to be 86 if he ever get a second term. This is nincompoop stuff here, Mike. This is nonsense. This is nonsensical what's happened to this country. And if we, white Americans, do not wake up the majority, the silent majority, and say, demand an end to this insanity, we're looking at all-out disaster, Mike. All-out takeover of our country. Utter disaster. And I mean, economically, morally, every way you could think of. Food shortages will be running rampant, just like they're here in South Florida. They couldn't even repair the bridge. It takes 10 days for the gas stations to get here in South Florida. literally people had to stay home for days, Mike, out of this work. And that was a little minor thing. Can you imagine if this was nationwide? Like an earthquake or a caldera in Yellowstone blowing up or something? I mean, and we got this nincompoop running the government? It's insane, yeah. Mike. I tell you, it's insane. And I hope to God that, and I can tell you, Mike, right now they had a poll right now here in Florida. Donald Trump's beating Ron DeSantis by 37% in the state of Florida. Was this on the red light report? Yep.
That's pretty heavy.
37%. Yeah. They already got Trump.
I'm actually kind of surprised about that. I mean, you know, from where I'm sitting, DeSantis looks like he's been doing a really good job. But I don't know. I guess Trump has got that name value and, you know, people are seeing him as a political martyr, a victim of the system. And they're starting to stand up and say, you know, we've got to support the victims of the system, you know, and help them out, help them to get through this.
Yes. Well, yeah, right. You know, Mike, here, I know you got another call, but I'm going to let you hear something that happened today.
Well, actually, no, I don't at the moment. 512-248-8252. So keep talking, Tom.
Well, Mike, here in South Florida, I was on one of the local radio stations this morning. I was listening. I just happened to turn it on for like 10 minutes, and they had a guy who was talking on South Florida. I guess he's a reporter for the Herald, and he had a guy that he was doing about Donald Trump Jr. And they were saying if he would have ever had smoked crack, or any of the Trump family, the daughters or the sons, that they would have destroyed Trump's family, literally wiped the whole family out as far as ever running for politics. But Hunter Biden smoking crack on tape, showing him smoking crack with a prostitute, they don't do nothing to Joe Biden, Mike. They don't attack Joe Biden.
Nope.
They attack Hunter for a little bit. But if it would have been reversed, it would have been Donald Trump's, any of his family members smoking a crack pipe on video, they would have literally made it where Trump, it would have been impossible for Trump to even think about running for the presidency again. So, Mike, it's a double standard what's going on here. It's a massive double standard with the media, the lying conniving, like the last caller said about Tucker Carlson, all the women are getting treated like garbage, so they have to end up going to Newsmax. Yeah, Mike, I tell you, I think the country's just, I think it's in a bitter state right now that most people are so bitter, they don't even, you know, Mike, I don't even know how the independents are going to break in this next election. What do you think? How the independents will break?
I think that if we do not get honest elections, it's kind of pointless speculating. I mean, you know, everybody,
really?
You know, people are starting to treat these crooked elections the way we treat the homeless. We know it's all around us, but we're just not, you know, doing anything about it.
You know, Mike, exactly. You know, people aren't doing nothing about it. And all I see is, you know, getting worse, a disaster for the country, because that's the problem. Like, nobody's doing anything about it, really. And we've allowed multiple elections to get stolen, Mike, basically. We've allowed multiple elections to be stolen from us. So in the end, Mike, I think if Trump can maybe come back, or a guy like Trump, can come back in 24, maybe we have a relic of saving the country. If not, Mike, I think in the end it's going to be ultimate disaster for this country, really, seriously. I mean, I look here in South Florida, Mike, and, you know, again, I know you don't like hearing about the situation here in South Florida, but, Mike, when you got more radio stations and Hispanic speakers in South Florida, and basically a lot of people don't want to learn the common language, English even, I don't see this country surviving. It's going to be like Croatia, or it's going to be like Bosnia or something. Because I don't know, Mike. I don't know. Some of these politicians, they tell you one thing, and most of them all tell you one thing. They do the opposite. 99% of them, they're mostly multiple liars. But I don't know. This one senator from Hagerty, Mike, he was talking a big game. He was talking a big game. I don't see him writing articles of impeachment against Biden for this immigration invasion. Where's the articles, Mike? 10 million illegals?
Okay.
In a four-year period coming to here?
Anyway, Tom, sorry to cut you off, but we have to take a commercial break. 512-248-8252. We've got a caller waiting on the line, and we'll be right back.
You God bless. God bless, Mike.
Many name is John. I'm the founder of Blackout Coffee, and I started Blackout because I really love coffee. I've always loved coffee, and after traveling so much to Europe, South America, and trying so many different coffees that were so good, and every time I came back to the U.S., I was so disappointed with the coffee, so I figured that I had to do something about it. The biggest difference is on the beans and the roasting process, how we roast it, and how fresh it is. The fresher the roast, the better the quality. Here I have like all of the coffee. It's roasted within 1 to 2 days prior to being shipped. So it literally gets to consumers' house within 3 to 5 days after being roasted. If you like coffee, you have to try ours. It's fresh roasted. It's one of the best beans that we can get, and you will definitely see the difference.
Visit blackoutcoffee.com and use the coupon code REPUB10. That's REPUB10.
Do you truly want to stay out of the system? Are you prepared to buy into the biggest scam since the Iraqi dinar? If not, then put your money where it belongs, in your possession, not in the hands of an international MLM cartel. At Kettle Moraine Limited, we will provide you with the finest Swiss-minted detachable gram sheets of pure 24-karat gold for hundreds of dollars less than the so-called privately issued credit cards with elusive gold backing. Gold backing? The only gold that I want is in my back pocket, not backed by promises of an operation even the U.S. Chamber of Commerce is suspect of, giving a rating of C-. To get the full story, visit SierraMadrePreciousMetals.com and go to the Valcombe Bullion Vault. Once you have read the whole story about the scam being perpetrated on an unsuspecting public and how you can avoid being a victim by purchasing these beautiful, barterable, tradable sheets of gold at tremendous savings and in the strictest of privacy, be prepared to take the steps to protect your wealth with the purchase of the real deal. Detachable 50-gram gold bars from Kettle Moraine Limited by calling 602-799-8214. Ask about our 1-ounce Valcombe detachable bars, which break into 1/10-ounce bars. And don't forget, for all of your precious metal needs, whether buying or having the need to sell, call Kettle Moraine Limited. Remember, no dinar, no celery, and no carrots. If you buy from someone else, tell them you want AU, not BS. Call Kettle Moraine LTD today at 602-799-8214. Kettle Moraine LTD, 602-799-8214.
We the people, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility. Provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves.
And welcome back to our show here. We have open lines, 512-248-8252. We're going to go to Peter in California. Hello, Peter. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, Mike. Tom's principal subject, which is immigration, he's absolutely right. It's the same here. There's, you know, all these Spanish language stations, you know. And, you know, there's more illegals in my county than there are populations of many states.
Yes.
Bosnia, we're already at Bosnia. You know, we're already there. We've been there. We're there by design. This is all by design. You don't go from 90% a nation and a state to 50% in two generations. That just doesn't happen.
No.
So, anyways, he's absolutely right. It's ridiculous. You know, Mike, I don't know if I saw it on what really happened, but you know, one of the things that has disappeared from the media consciousness, is all those bio labs in the Ukraine.
Yes.
It completely disappeared. Nobody's covering it at all.
Well, I did mention earlier in the show, I even named the cities where they're located.
Oh, I'm sorry, I got another call, and I missed that. So I'll go back
Well, that's what you get for not paying attention.
There we go. I mean, a one phone call, that's what you miss. But it was interesting to see, and I may have seen it on What Really Happened Today, was they're now raising alarms of the biolabs that are in the Sudan. Did you see that?
Yeah, I saw that. Well, it's one lab in the Sudan, and this one, I'm not sure that it's not just an ordinary disease research lab, because the stuff they're talking about, the risk of release, are some pretty standard human diseases. And I don't know that that one is a biological weapon lab. I'd need to see more information.
Well, we know that the pharmaceutical companies have been testing, stuff, over in Africa.
Oh, yeah. I mean, there was a movie dramatizing it, The Constant Gardener, with Ralph Fiennes Rachel Weisz, and it was based on a true story.
That's right. And so, and of course, our media would never say if it was something other than polio or something. They would never say that. They don't talk about any of that stuff at all. So I just assume that it's another one of those, biolab, germ warfare, something horribly nefarious, or why would they have it in the frickin' Sudan, where there's barely anybody who can spell? It's not exactly a hotbed to do. It's not exactly, like Silicon Valley or.
No, it isn't, but... I think, Sudan, they do have their own domestic medical industry. And if I recall correctly, when Monica Lewinsky came out of testifying at Congress about Bill Clinton, and she expected to see stairs full of reporters, they were all gone, because while she'd been inside, Clinton had uncorked a couple of cruise missile attacks, one of which hit an alleged biological weapons facility in the Sudan, which we turned around and had to pay for because it was just an ordinary compounding pharmacy.
So, it was an aspirin factory. But nevertheless, yes. So they have stuff over there, but it's not exactly a place you would invest in for big time research, unless you just wanted to use poor people that are out of the way. So I only ascribe horrible motives to that stuff, just like we found in the Ukraine and everywhere else. But it's interesting though, Mike. It's also interesting was the BlackRock revelation that you talked about earlier.
Yeah.
Where and that doesn't surprise me in the least. It's. this whole thing with Tucker, with clearly they don't care about making money. They can care about silencing voices and amplifying their own propaganda, and they're willing to sacrifice any amount of money to do that. And
including the money of the other stockholders outside of BlackRock, who are probably right now very unhappy. And probably they're selling their stock. I mean, the last time I looked, it was still way down there over at Fox Corporation.
I read yesterday or today that they dropped, that Fox News lost $1 billion in stock.
Yeah,
stock market over value. The last one day.
Yep.
But that doesn't seem to matter. And they'll take anybody down and whatever. And if they don't like what you're saying, it doesn't matter how big you are, like Kanye West, or like Tucker Carlson, it doesn't matter. They will not tolerate, and it's just a matter of time before they get to you and then to me even.
Yeah, it is only a matter of time here. Anyway, listen, Peter, I got to let you go. We got to take another break for commercials. We'll be back with another caller, 512-248-8252.
Truth. You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news, real talk, real people. Because you can handle the truth.
Did you know that essential oils have had a multitude of natural health and skin uses in history, but have been somewhat forgotten by recent civilization? Susanna's Secret offers 100% pure natural oils at prices you can actually afford. Do you have a house or office with a musty smell or mold? Studies have shown that essential oils like the one in our Thief and Robbers blend will kill or inhibit mold, viruses, bacteria, and fungus. Just diffuse with it, and you will see the long-lasting effects that even synthetic chemicals don't achieve. Purifica, another one of our products used to clean and freshen your house or give a natural scent when drying laundry. For that special lady, we offer a ginger argan oil in a beautiful cosmetic bottle or a pure argan oil, a natural acne-fighting product. Check us out at SusannaSecret.com. That's S-U-S-A-N-A-S Secret.com. S-U-S-A-N-A-S Secret.com.
Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because Big Tech, Big Pharma, and Big Brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we, the people, are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
Hi, Tom Bolton for Ease Off. I know so many of you are finding our Easy 4 carcass drop and lift an essential tool for your meat processing operation, but today I want to spotlight four of our new products. First, our right height hog cradles with steel or aluminum frames. Our customers love this back-saving innovation that enhances sanitation and speeds production. Next, our beef cradles with stainless steel or aluminum frames eliminate rust and corrosion. We hope you'll compare our quality and prices for this essential part of your processing line. Our cradles are especially effective when used with our power skinner. And finally, our hook tumbler will keep your hooks clean and polished. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too.
EaseOff, LLC, 417-932-6419.
Politicians and preachers once sometimes told the truth. We didn't throw war's first stone and sacrifice our finest youth. With no video games or cell phones, a house felt like a home. Children fought and played together and stayed upon a computer alone.
And welcome back to our show here. We have open phone lines, 512-248-8252. Let's go to Rick in Arizona. Hello, Rick. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Yeah, once again, Mike, the short-term memory of the American people provided a lot of cover for the ruling class. You know, it was about a year and a half ago, Tucker had a monologue that talked about the Great Replacement. And yep. What happened? Jonathan Greenblatt came out and said Tucker Carlson has to be fired. Okay, that's not something you can do overnight. But now he's fired, and they're using this Dominion crap to provide cover for the Jews that got him crucified. That's what happened.
Well, it may have been, a combination of factors. Again, nothing big happens for just one reason. Obviously, Dominion wanted him gone. The vote riggers in general wanted him gone. Greenblatt wanted him gone. And maybe the pressure just got to be too much for Rupert Murdoch.
Well, I say that without the pressure from the ADL, he'd still be there. I mean, who is Dominion anyways to tell Fox News who's going to work there or not? That the Jews can do Dominion.
Well, it was part of the settlement. You know, Dominion, probably in a closed room, was saying, we're going to sue you for $1.5 billion or we'll let you off the hook for $700 million and you fire Tucker Carlson.
Yeah, well, you know, this is really just like this kind of reminds me of the Alex Jones lawsuit. You know, I just, You know, I'd be surprised if Fox News parts with 10 cents. These things are very suspicious how they're handled. I guess I see these lawyers are just, you know, they're paper tigers. They don't stand up and say, oh, yeah, you're gonna sue us, but Billy, we're going to countersue you. I mean, put it this way. The ADL has the power. They did it. They crucified Tucker. And the short-term memories of the American people provide cover for these people. People don't remember anything from about 2 weeks ago, but they demanded his job, and now they got it. Thanks for taking the call.
Okay, you got it. And the lines are open now, 512-248-8252. Getting on back to the environment, we did mention that we had this weird cold snap come through here the other day. Apparently over in Berlin, environmental activists blocked dozens of streets yesterday in a bid to push the government to do more to tackle climate change. They're waving that one around again. Oh, the world is heating. The world is heating. Blah, 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 blah. By the way, one of the co-founders of Greenpeace has come on out and said, no, there's no evidence to back up this whole CO2 and global warming thing. And anyway, they basically were blocking traffic there in Berlin. Was described by Germany's finance minister as a form of physical violence. So apparently the campaigners actually glued themselves to the street's surface on the busy motorway, the A100. Well, I have to give them, you know, applause for their intensity, their dedication, if you will, here. And over in London, they were another group of environmentalists, the Just Stop Oil protesters, were being blocked, or rather, these protesters were blocking roads in London. The police actually refused to move the protesters, and the drivers had to get out and do it themselves, at which point they were threatened with arrest by the police. So anyway, it's a great deal of silliness here. Alrighty. Oh, we have another caller coming on in right now. 512-248-8252. We're going to go to Charlie in Florida. Hello, Charlie. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Oh, how you doing, Mike? I'm calling because I read an article that was saying this about Tucker, that Rupert Murdoch is wanting to sell Fox News, okay?
Yes.
And that a lot of the people that he's bid, the buyers, don't want Tucker, and they don't want a conservative network. They don't want the buyers that are offering him money. They didn't want, you know, you got to remember that Dan Bongino was let go too.
Yes,
and so it wasn't just Tucker. They're thinning out the herds over there, and I think the thing is I think he wants to sell that network, and that's what's really behind a lot of this, and that it went, and so he needed to get rid of Tucker and these people like that, and so that's got a lot to do with it. I mean, a lot of times when you go here and there, I think the deal's probably already made. Okay. Because obviously, you know, the stock market, he knew that when he let Tucker go, he was going to lose a lot in the big hit with the stocks.
Yep.
And everything else, right? So it's pretty obvious to me that he already has a deal, and they just haven't announced it, okay? Because they probably already made the deal, and then he let him go because he knew he was going to take a big hit in the stock market and the price of the company would go down. So he obviously wanted to sell it. You know, before that happened. So I think he probably already made the deal, and that's what we're really seeing here. There's a lot of other things. It's a sad day, really. I think it's a sad day. I wasn't the biggest Tucker Carlson fan, but I wasn't totally against him either. But the sad day is for conservatives. I think we're going to lose our voice. We got an election coming up. I think there's a lot of big investors that are trying to push everybody to the left. They're going to control, you know, the narrative. And we're going to be seeing a lot of fake news.
Yeah.
And real true reporting is going to be hard to come by. And I said earlier, I was saying that, you know, people need to get behind networks like RBN and these networks and need to start donating and maybe contributing a little extra. Because if you guys at RBN can get enough money to start advertising, now's the time to do it. Because this is an opportunity for talk radio. Because people, the average Joe out there who works, and then he comes home, and then he turns on Fox News to watch the tube. He's got nobody there anymore. And these people like that, they need to be know about Fox News, or they need to know about RBN and other platforms, because there's not going to be. We might as well say goodbye to conservative news on mainstream.
It does look like it.
Yeah, I think that's what's happening, and I think it's happening on Facebook too. They're censoring people like this Seymour Hersh article about the detonations out there and the on the Russian pipeline and stuff. They're starting to kick people off there, and if you don't go by the official narrative now, and they're going back to that same kind of stuff they did during the election and during all the COVID nonsense, wouldn't they? Would censor anybody that didn't, you know, they would take them off, they would take their posts down, they, you know, put them in Facebook jail and all that. So we're starting to see this censor stuff going on now. Again, even Elon Musk got censored the other day on Twitter. So they're starting, and it's heading into the election, and they're going to make sure nobody can say anything but what they want them to say. And
yeah,
so it's looking like we're going to be looking at real network as far as the major country goes. I hate to say it, but I think we're heading into a period of darkness where it's going to be harder and harder to get any truth out there. So this is why we need alternatives.
Sadly, I agree with you.
Yeah. All right. Well, that's really all I wanted to say about this. I think this is what it boils down to. I think it's the money. You know, like they always say, follow the trail, the money trail. And the money trail leads, I think, down the path that he wanted to sell this thing, and I think he probably already has. Yeah.
Well, it's entirely possible. Thank you for the phone call here. We're going to go to Joe in Tennessee. Hello, Joe. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, Mike. This lady that basically ruined Bud Light, you know, is causing all kinds of havoc with Anheuser-Busch.
Yeah.
Or what is it, Bevlev or some Levbed? It's some kind of Belgian, I think, company. Big, huge conglomerate.
Yeah.
Anyway, she's Harvard educated. She's not stupid, but she's woke. So
yep.
She is stupid. In other words, she's got the smarts to get through a propaganda school, you know, and get through the marketing courses and learn how to, you know, be a part of a sorority and say all the right things and go to the protests and talk about LGBT and transsexuals and Black Lives Matter. You know, she's got all the points, all the bona fides, you know, of wokeism. Yet some corporate stiffs, you know, which are supposed to be like a fiduciary responsibility to the stockholders. They're supposed to, they're in a way, they're supposed to be like straight kind of arrows at conservative people, you know, because their job is not to do anything radical, right? So they mm-hmm. hire this lady with her wokeism and her Harvard education, and she's in the process of creating so much havoc. It's unbelievable the amount of wreckage this one woman has done. I mean, the value of the company is down like over $6 billion. You know, guys that deliver Bud Light, I feel sorry for all like the blue-collar workers for Bud, the delivery guys, even the guys at the supermarkets or convenience stores that aren't selling it. Just because of this wokeism crap that, she gets hired as a company. She's supposed to worry about the company, making money for the company. But she put her priority is the woke stuff, okay? In her mind, her deluded, dysfunctional, woke, crazy mind, her emotionalism, all this lefty liberalism, she puts that above her business that pays her salary. This is a lesson. This is a lesson in hiring. This is a lesson in putting people in charge of your country, of your cities, of your states that have this mind disease. It's basically a mind disease. They lose. It is so irrational, and it's so destructive. Now we have a president who's nationalized wokeism. They're seeping through the FBI and the CIA and the Defense Department. It is so destructive. See, this is a great case to show how wokeism is so destructive, yet it's infiltrating everywhere. It's no longer limited to the blue cities, which are all being destroyed because of wokeism, which we're seeing. It's no longer just limited to the woke states, which are also being destroyed. Now Biden has brought it on a national level, this wokeism. And, you know, Trump, say what you want about Trump. Trump was, like, standing athwart this dementia that has just totally infiltrated the country, and now we're paying a price for it. Bud Light, you're going to see it on a national level. The whole country is Budweiser Light now. The whole country is going down. We're, you know, I mean, the Chinese must be laughing. The Russians are, you know, of course, they're suffering in this war, but they're watching a country that decided to be the enemy of Russia. It didn't have to be. Russia didn't have to be our enemy. We created Russia. We made them our enemy. They wanted to be our friends. But no, other people, these, you know, neocon Jewish activists that have a, you know, kindred hatred for Russians and Slavs and Catholics, they've created this. On another level, it's another form of wokeism. And it really is part of the degenerate society that we live in. It's really a shame. But, you know, I think that, like I said, she's a poster child of wokeism. And, you know, I hope anybody that's thinking about hiring, like, anybody from, like, Harvard, like, marketing department, or I would really check to see how woke they are. They should have, like, a woke test. You know, before you hire somebody, if you have any fiduciary responsibility to your company or your state or your family or anything, these people are dangerous. And I'll leave it at that, but it really is highlights it that anything these people, look at like MyPillow, not MyPillow, but the Bed Bath & Beyond, you know, they throw MyPillow out, you know, and now they're going bankrupt. You know, MyPillow brought a lot of people into that. They'll because of their, you know, trying to make woke points and appease, like, their crazed Democrat, you know, customers, they alienate all the other customers. You don't alienate any customers, period.
No, you don't do that. I mean, this wokeism literally is destroying our country, destroying our economy.
It is, and it's just, I don't know what to say, except when I see something bad happen, and I see, like, a crime, or I see, like, somebody losing their job, I say, like, what's their politics? You know, are they woke? Because if they're woke, they wanted this. If they're woke, they supported defunding the police. If they're woke, they supported, you know, exporting our jobs. If they're woke, they're all for this green economy and the expensive fuel. If they're woke, screw them. I don't care. They get what they serve. You know, they get what they wanted. They wanted this. They asked for this. And I just feel sorry for the people that aren't, like, woke. And then, you know, that aren't, you know, trying to, that want, like, the country the way it was, a traditional America, which is disappearing. And I really do. I have a litmus test with my sympathy. And that's the way it is now. Because these people are so destructive. How can you have sympathy for them, what they're doing? You know, and even in my family, the people that are woke and the anti-Trumpers, I'm just done with them because look at the destruction that this president has brought about. In every way in my life, I can lay it on this politics. You know, this crazed, you know, cutting out, you know, the vaccine mandates. I can't work because of them. Oil and gas industry, you know, where I worked, being put out of business, you know, because of Biden. Crypto being attacked because of Biden and his. I mean, every way I look, the food, the inflation, it's all created by through this politics, this insane politics. The war in Ukraine,
it's like the old Soviet Union.
It's just insanity, and anybody that defends it is just. I just like I said, I have no sympathy for you when you reap what you sow. I just have sympathy for people that didn't support this, you know. Anyway, I guess that's about it, Mike. I think I used up enough of your time, but I didn't mean anything about Harvard in particular. Harvard, you know, I always said if you go to these great colleges, and there are great colleges, but you have to stick with the right programs, the STEM, the engineering.
Yes.
You know the I think Harvard Law, and you just. You know, you got to stay away from that whole You know, you can tell baloney when you see it. I mean, I don't get it, but she really did give Harvard a black eye and wokeism. I just any upper level management person that hires anybody that's woke is out of their mind, and they ought to be fired. So I'll leave it at that. So.
Okay, well, your timing is magnificent because we're coming up on our last commercial break here. And so thank you very much for the phone call. And by the way, Joe Biden is going to ban all federal buildings from using natural gas by 2030. We'll be right back after these few words.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. While we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country, here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
Extendivite, a 7-herb combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Extendivite is designed to strengthen the heart and arteries and help the body heal itself. Doctors are not able to explain the improvements they are seeing in their patients' health who are taking Extendivite. People who once needed more pills are now taking less and getting better. Due to the unexplainable improvements in their patients' health, more doctors are calling to order Extendivite for themselves. Help Extendivite make your doctor a believer. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Einstein once said, "Future medicine will be the medicine of frequencies." What did he know? Imagine you hear ocean waves caressing a beach, or a favorite song from the past, or the trickle of the babbling brook. All of these are sound frequencies that positively affect us. Terahertz is a soothing, healing frequency that has been proven to resonate at the same frequency as healthy cells. It penetrates the body and stimulates new, healthy cell growth. Want to diminish muscle aches, joint pains, and experience a greater sense of well-being? Tired of spending money on short-term remedies that never seem to work? Soothing, healing, relaxing terahertz frequency is now available and as handy as flipping a switch. Terahertz technology is changing the course of what we were taught about how to maintain our health and well-being. To read more about this amazing breakthrough and to order your terahertz frequency wand, go to naturalearthmedicine.com. That's naturalearthmedicine.com.
Wall Street wizards on the lam from a mental institution claim private retirement funds. Yeah, they are the best solution. But when the markets crash, we'll be asking where's the cash. Guess them folks in D.C. must be smoking Texas hash. Will Congress pay the piper?
Welcome back to our show, last segment of our program today, and we're going to go to Guy in California. Hello, Guy. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hi, Mike. I think Donald Sutherland said it best. He said, "Have some faith, baby. Have some faith." You know, the world today, as we know, is a pendulum, and it's swinging back and forth. I mean, it wasn't too long ago we were complaining about the police and the Israel training and treating us all like Palestinians. You know, there's a reason for all these things. It's a pendulum swinging back and forth. You know, it's not that the woke are right or anything like that as far as being correct in their beliefs. But what I'm saying is that there's a financial problem with this country right now, with not enough jobs, yes, not enough work, stuff being shipped overseas, and I mean it's just a pendulum. I mean, we need to find a balance. Now, as far as calling, I wanted to talk a little bit about the Heimerschneid Bud Light VP.
Yes.
There is a video out right now about body language, where her body language is described in a video of her talking about her psychologist, and the psychologist has basically reined her in and become her handler. It's very interesting to see that Heimerschneid body language video that's available now on YouTube. But like I said, have some faith, baby. I mean, even a broken watch is correct twice a day. You know what I mean? Even some of these Democrats that come across like they're totally wrong about all issues, they come out of the woodwork with a good one once in a while, which kind of offsets some of their bad judgments. But
well, we need some more of the good ones, and we need a lot less of the bad ones.
And then, as far as this Audrey Hale, I mean, them holding back her manifesto, saying it's astronomically dangerous, and that a blueprint for total destruction. I mean, look at this participation trophy winner Audrey Hale have that's so damning that we can't see that manifesto. I just find that particularly
odd.
Well,
you know, they may be keeping it a secret just to keep our curiosity up, or given how violent the transgender movement seems to be becoming, it may have been in the manifesto to just kill all the straights.
Well, maybe they're all on SSRs, and maybe we need to rein in the SSR psychological department of handing
out.
Yeah,
I've been talking about that for a year. The SSRIs and other antidepressants, they don't work all the time as well as we would like, and they can cause problems. But we live in a country where, as long as the majority of people buying a product don't complain about it, we're going to go on selling.
Well, let's all just have a little faith in this country and see if we can turn this around. That's all I got to say.
All right. Thank you for the phone call here. And stay tuned for the National Intel Report. Michael Herzog is taking the microphone. Please spread the word of republicbroadcasting.org. Spread the word of whatreallyhappened.com. Please continue to support RBN. We'll be back tomorrow. Aloha, America.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.